League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. So, the very sad death last week of the actor Kevin Clark, who played Freddie Jones in a lot of people's favourite films, School of Rock. He was killed tragically in an accident at age 32. And my heart goes out to all his family and friends. It's devastating. And you know, School of Rock, what a film. I'm full of emotions today as I record this, which is probably not the best for a comedy podcast. But I'm allowed a day off sometimes, right? I've just watched this film so many times with my son, who is now 13, just like Kevin was when he played Freddie. And my son is just like Freddie Jones in many ways. He's got an attitude, but he's a brilliant kid at heart, and he loves music, and he loves making music with his friends. And that film is all about togetherness. It's all about the love of friends. It's written by Mike White, who is friends with Jack Black. And Jack Black is obviously completely wonderful in this film and seems like the nicest guy from everything we see of him. And my heart breaks for, you know, all his friends and family, and as Jack Black calls it, the School of Rock family, as they mourn their friend who will forever be remembered for his performance. His only performance in a film, as far as I know. Watching kids making music together is brilliant. It's life-affirming. And it's funny. As in School of Rock, some kids think they can sing, and they really can't. And that's funny, right? There's little funnier than watching a school concert or a school play and someone is really bad. But they're belting it out with the confidence of youth, and as you dig your nails into the person next to you, you're embarrassed and you're laughing and you're happy and you're sad all at the same time. There's this swell of emotions because you were once this kid. Or at least I was. From as young as I can remember, 7, 8 years old, aged about 8, I was in a musical at my school, and I played the Wicked Witch. Mirror, mirror on the wall, how am I today? Who is the fairest of them all? I know what you'll say. Still got it. I dressed in a, this big dress and wig and makeup. And my mom watched me for the first song when I was singing this and didn't realise it was me. And someone apparently tapped her and said, "You do realise that's your son, don't you?" And she was stunned. And I've had that moment with my son, who's, he's the same age as Kevin Clark was in that film. And I remember going to see him play piano at a big concert in London. And I know how hard it is to play piano in front of people. When I do my piano exams, I get nervous. I never get nervous in comedy, but piano exams, my fingers turn to stone, my heart beats, I'm breathless. It's absolutely ridiculous. There is nothing riding on these exams, apart from pride, and I'm surrounded by five-year-olds who are doing higher grades than me. But I know how nerve-wracking it is. And when you watch your 13-year-old son play music, you cannot believe what they are creating. Just like my mum on that day, just that moment of disbelief, a wonderful disbelief that someone who moments ago was a helpless baby in your arms is now creating something beautiful. and with the other kids as well, you know, in groups or in orchestras, there's something beautiful about a group of kids creating music, creating something beautiful. Because in all other situations, a group of kids create horror, don't they? Horrible noise, horrible mess, arguments about computer games, smells, the fucking beef that goes down with 10-year-old girls. You wouldn't believe it if you don't have kids. They need to pull in mediators. It's ridiculous and it's rubbish and it's boring, and sometimes you question, how would my life have been without kids? Would I have been happier? Plainly yes. And then you see them create music with their friends and those thoughts fly out of the window and you just think, how amazing that you can bring beauty into the world with your friends just by pressing a key of the piano, the singing of a note or the bang of a drum. And how especially amazing for these kids in School of Rock, because it, you know, it's a long way to the top. But they got there in one hit, didn't they? In one audition, in one performance, they created something that went all around the world and it touched people. Those kids achieved something that most creatives spend their lives trying to achieve, trying to make their mark on the world. But of course, I know how creatives think, and they're never happy, are they? They could have a worldwide smash hit film, and it's always, what's next? What can I do next to make my mark? Sometimes we have to step back, don't we, from that as creatives and think, enough thinking about the next thing. What about the last thing? The last thing I did. It was beautiful. The last note I sung, the last key I played, the last drum I hit. Not only was it beautiful, but it was enough. It was enough. You don't need to do any more. That was enough. The trouble with creatives is that they're constantly thinking about the next thing. It's all about getting to the top. And of course, getting to the top never actually happens, does it? I'm sure even Jack Black, who is by all accounts at the top, he wants the next thing. And maybe doesn't celebrate the last thing and think that is enough. But I hope he thinks that about School of Rock, because it was just that. It was perfect. It was so enough. And if that's all you ever did, if School of Rock is all you ever did, that would be more than enough. Kevin Clark's mother, Alison, has come out and talked about Kevin and said, he told his bandmates just the day before he died, he told them, you know, this is finally the life I want to live. And we're going to make it. You're my musical family. My family. And we're all going to make it. And that is devastating. But Kevin, you did make it. You already made it. You made it to the top. And that goes for any kid or any adult that does anything beautiful, that tries to put beauty into the world, whether that's just by being kids and loving to your friends or trying to create or play a beautiful piece of music that will live inside people's hearts forever. If you create or try to create something beautiful, then that is enough. That is more than enough. And Kevin, you reached the top. And now you soar even higher. Don't say you didn't make it, Freddie Jones. Freddie Jones, shut up. Freddie Jones, Kevin Clark, you made it. You made it into all of our hearts. And as I say, sorry this episode wasn't funnier. But if we want funny today, let's all watch School of Rock. Lots of love to you all.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.